turn to number 286. 286. I care not today what the morrow may bring, either shadow or sunshine or rain. Thy Lord I know ruleth o'er everything, and all of my worry is vain. Living by faith in Jesus above, trusting, confiding.
Y'all for your singing and the ways of going about it and doing it for good. The songs of our young people are just special and important to us anytime that they're present with us. And the old songs we've sung many times and a good thing for us to represent the place of God is a wonderful song to sing. So let's all sing it together because the adults know it just as well as the young people do. In the beginning God made us see, and the forest filled with trees, made the mountains up so high, and at the top he placed the sky. Fingerprints are everywhere, just to show how much he cared. In the middle he had some fun, made a hipple that weighs a ton. Hip, 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 hippopotamus, hip, hip, hooray, God made all of us. Hip, 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 hippopotamus, hip, hip, hooray, God made all of us. Indeed, he did make all of us, and it leads men to the idea of the values by which we are to live from day to day. What values do we have in life? I know if we have an illness or sickness, you have a value in a doctor visit. A doctor who prescribes some medication, you have value in that medication. You have value in the studies that have been done throughout the years. As a result of that, we live and we thank God that we do live in a time when many things have been discovered that he's left here for us on this earth that can be utilized to help our physical well-being. And as a result of that, we can find ourselves going forward. I remember Dr. Carlson down in Batesville when we were preparing to be the chaplains of the hospital there and everything, had special training for that and all. Anyway, along the way he met with us at the end of that, in graduation time, and he said to us this in regard to our lives. He said, "I appreciate the fact that you're going to meet with families and friends during a time in which there's illness and sickness and question about their progress, and times there'll be sadness and times of bereavement because they did not make it through." He said, "But I assure you this, it will help a lot of those people who are living, because stress will kill more people than ever come to the emergency room for physical ailments. Stress will kill more people, and you will help them to relieve stress." Well, there's a value in that. There's a value in having less stress in our lives and more dependence upon the Lord. And we've learned that by way of studies that have been done in science throughout the years. It's a good thing to know. When we talk about values that are spiritual mind of God, we're talking about the value of the blood of Christ, for example. We participate with the Lord's Supper, and in that fruit of the vine, it reminds us of the blood of Jesus that was shed upon the cross for the remission of our sins. But that shedding of his blood was not done because he did this particular thing. He allowed this to be done. And as a result of being pinned upon that cross by way of the nails in his hand and the blood that escaped from his side, the idea was that he would be there to furnish for us a great blessing. In Ephesians 1, verses 7 and 8 and 9, we read regarding this matter of the blood of Christ, and how that it is in Christ Jesus that we find remission of our sins, and cleansing through his blood. How we find that? We find it because we come into Christ, we're blessed thereby, and it is in his blood that we have remission of our sins. It is in his blood we have freedom. And the value of having that blood applied to us is important to us. That's why Peter will say regarding baptism in 1 Peter 3 at verse 21, "The like figure whereunto even baptism doth also now save us, not the putting away of the filth of the flesh, but the answer of a good conscience before God by the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead." It is the case that he died and shed his blood for us. It is in that baptism we're baptized into Christ's death, Romans 6, and we're merged with his blood. We're cleansed by way of that blood. The unique thing about blood is the stain that it leaves, and we quickly will learn to put cold water upon it to order to relieve it from the fabric that we have, if we have blood on that fabric, rather than hot water, to set it in that particular fabric. And we'll find ourselves doing that because it has a value to the cold water, to that thing. But when we find that blood to be of Christ, we have a stain that is not that kind of stain. It's not the kind that you regret and that you gets in the way and is an embarrassment for you on a piece of cloth or shirt or something like this. But it's the idea of the blood of Christ being the cleansing agent. The value of that cleansing agent for our sin is such an important matter that it is in whom we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of our sins, that you read there in Ephesians 1 and verse 7. So it is that we find ourselves in value of good things, the blood of Christ. How about value in telling the truth? Micaiah the prophet, we utilized Micaiah in the Bible studies that we did, Vacation Bible School, back in July. He was one that was chosen to tell the truth. And we go back to 1 Kings chapter 22, and particularly verse 28, we read there about old King Ahab and his circumstances of going into battle at a place called Ramoth-Gilead. He was told by his various prophets, falsehoods, that he could go and be victorious and that he would have no regrets in going and that he would have victory par excellence. Finally, he asked, "Is there not a man of God that we may inquire of him?" And of course, they brought Micaiah to him. Micaiah comes in and he says, like the others had said, he says, "Sure, you can go into battle and you'll be victorious. don't have any fear about it. Something in his voice and something in his way and something in the hesitation of Ahab was to tell him, wait a minute. Tell me exactly what the Lord has said about this matter. And Micaiah replied to him, the Lord has said that if you go into this battle, you will not come back. You will be killed in this battle. You will die in this battle, for sure. With this, he says, put this man in chains. Put him in jail. Feed him on bread and water. He called it defiled bread and water. Didn't matter if the water was pure and clean. Didn't matter if the bread was moldy. Give it to him till I return. And here we have it in 1 Kings 22, verse 28, what Micaiah replied to him. He told him the truth. He said, if you return at all, then the people will know that God did not speak by me. Ahab reminded himself of that when he got out in the battlefield. Decided with one of the soldiers there to swap out a robe from the king's robe upon him and then the soldier's robe upon him, himself. He got into the battle. And the battle was just about ended. And he was still alive. And no doubt in his mind he was thinking, oh, what that prophet said is not true, it's not accurate. I have defied this situation. I'm in a disguise. And they have recognized me as a king and they have not taken me victor. When suddenly there was an arrow. The Bible says regarding a man that he just shot the arrow at no one in particular, just at a venture. It found its way into the back of King Ahab. He was mortally wounded and died and shed his blood in that chariot. What's the value of telling the truth? The value of telling what God said about it. That was a value that he recognized to be the case, not enough for him to put his whole faith and trust in it and ask God what to do in this battle with Ramoth-Gilead and with all the people that are there of that idolatrous tribe of people. What shall I do? But instead of inquiring of God further as to what he might do, he decides to disguise himself, go into the battle. And God's word is always true. And his life was taken by the venture of an arrow. When we find ourselves with the value of God's will and God's way, we'll put into practice what he says about praying in faith, living in faith, doing the kind of things, believing that God is with it and God is a part of it. I want to go in the latter part of this lesson today to something else. In Romans chapter 13, the value of being a person who does what's right. In Romans chapter 13, we read regarding, let every soul be subject unto higher powers, for there is no power but that of God. The powers that be are ordained of God. Whosoever therefore resisteth the power, resisteth the ordinance of God. And they that resist shall receive to themselves condemnation. For rulers are not a terror to good works, but to the evil. Wilt thou not then be afraid of the power? Do that which is good, and thou shalt have praise of the same. He is the minister of God to thee for good. But if thou do that which is evil, be afraid, for he beareth not the sword in vain. He is the minister of God, a revenger to execute wrath upon him that doeth evil. Wherefore ye must needs be subject, not only for wrath, but also for conscience' sake. For this cause pay ye tributes also, that they are God's ministers, attending to the continually upon this very thing. Render therefore to all their dues, tribute to whom tribute is due, custom to whom custom, and fear to whom fear, and honor to whom honor. The first seven verses of Romans chapter 13 to tell us regarding the nature and the ideals of the God of heaven. He wanted rulers to be ruling and punish those who did evil and wrong, but reward those and be a friend to those who do good. When our founding fathers came to this republic, came to this country, set forth the republic and the ideas of government, how important the individual was and how important the laws of the land were, they were set and predicated upon the idea of those things that did good for people and helpful for people. As a result of that, we could practice the way that we're doing. And when wars came about, there was the word a righteous war, a righteous conflict. The punishment of those who do evil is a set upon those who are part of dictatorships that do not honor that which is right. And the world was filled with those who were going to rule the world in that way. Hurt and harm and pillage, destruction and ruin was going to be the result of their decision making and their ideals. When you and I find that to be the way, we want to be on the people's side that honor things that are righteous and good. You'll notice in this passage in Romans 13, he's speaking regarding the Roman authority. The Roman government was far from being anything that was good in general. But there were some good things that were being set forth. And among the Jews that were being ruled over there by the Romans, they were constantly appealing to Moses and to the teaching of Moses and teaching of God regarding the ways that they should be honest, dependable, helpful to others, doing the right and righteous things and good things, and they were blessed of God to live there in that land. When we Roman guys felt themselves in ways of evil and wrongdoing among themselves as well as others, by and by, what happened to the Roman government? Today, we look back to the Roman government and we find that the things that were set up there. I had one time an uncle, he passed away now, but he was an uncle by marriage, who was a representative for his county, Webster County, down there around Eupora, Mississippi. And he was a representative. And he said when he got down to Jackson, the first thing that they did was prescribe to them a reading of the books of Deuteronomy and Leviticus. Leviticus and Deuteronomy. Why? Because in those books, the Old Testament had written law of God. And the ideals of the law of God were to be a part of their mind and their thinking in that particular time that they made laws and discussed matters that should be put into action by law. Was based basically on the ideals of doing good, having good being done. There's a value in doing that which is good. God said there in regard to this matter that it wasn't just for wrath's sake in verse number 5. Wherefore you need to be subject not only for wrath, not only for the punishment that you might get for doing that which is evil and wrongdoing, but also for conscience sake, for your own conscience of service to God. As I think regarding God's will and God's way, to be valuing those things that are good and those things that are helpful and those things that are proper, then those valuable things are part of God's great plan. I can say before God that I have a good conscience before what He has said. I believe that too. Notice back again in the baptism time of 1 Peter 3 at verse 21. The like figure. talking about the time in which Moses was in that ship, in that boat, in that ark, finding himself blessed of God as he entered into the ark, as God had said, when the flood came and took them all away. Notice that this particular thing is done here by giving an antitype of it in baptism. Whereas he was in an ark away from the water, we are in the water obedient to the Lord. As the result of this, it is said there, the like figure whereunto even baptism. The like figure meaning the antitype. Antitype of the ark versus the baptismal water. Here I find myself doing what the Lord says do, and what happens to me? I find it in an answer of a good conscience before God. I have done this in a good conscience, believing that God's blessing will be true to my life and accurate to my life, just as he promised. My particular conscience is clear in the matter of doing this to do the right things of God. What are your values today? In telling the things that you tell to others, do you value more falsehoods being said and represented than you do the truth being told? Do you find yourself valuing more of those things that are powerful and mighty and vengeful rather than calling upon the authorities at hand to come and judge about that matter and punish those who do harm and pillage in the land in which we live? It's a way in which we live for values that we hold in our lives. Holding a value to the blood of Christ cleanses us from our sins. Holding a value to the time of baptism makes it free conscience before God. Being a person who would honor that which is true and right would have helped Ahab back there to do what God said do, rather than do what he would do, no matter that he took a disguise and thought he had made it through the battle. He did not. Because the value was in doing what God said do, and not something else. Song of invitation provided today. Think about your relationship to the Lord and the way in which you value God in your daily walk of life. If you value God in the prayers that you make, you have the faith. Because in Hebrews 11 verse 6, without faith it is impossible to please God. The prayer that we offered, that's just the words that we say, get no higher than the roof of the building in which we say that prayer. Get no higher than the ceiling in which we are found to say that prayer at night. We find ourselves really not doing something valuable. But if we will have that faith in God, believing what we say and believing what we're trying to do and trying to do better, we'll have a blessing to come from it. And we'll have the way of God to be in our daily walk of life with family, with friends who are neighbors around us, with the people with whom we work from day to day. We'll have a blessing to be there. Will you stand with me as we sing this song of encouragement today? Think about it. The one standing in my
who at the door is standing,
patiently drawing near, in front with him demanding, whose is the voice I hear?
Swiftly the tongues are falling, open the door. My calling, I will abide with thee. Door of my heart, I hasten, thee will I open wide. Door
Well, we're at the third Sunday, and you know what happens on third Sunday evening? Singing time. And tonight, instead of having extra, the potluck event, because Thanksgiving month, and our ladies do the cooking that they're doing. Miss Jane's already been doing some cooking and some freezing. She's been doing it. And ready for a time. Well, we'll have our good singing tonight. Invite others to come be with us and we have a good time tonight in our song service. Hope that you'll come and be a part of singing with us this evening. And look forward to Wednesday night this week, but next week we'll have our class time on the new week, on a Tuesday evening. You make an active opportunity to do that, be a part of that, it'll be a good thing to do. God bless.
Let's turn to number 678.